About 1 month ago, Pakistan and pro-Taliban militants in tribal areas bordering Afghanistan reached a much-criticized peace agreement. Under the deal, Pakistani troops would leave the North Waziristan area, while tribal chiefs would be responsible for curbing terrorist attacks. On Sunday, President Musharraf said his country has not withdrawn the military from the tribal border regions.
Not one soldier has been moved out. Then not one battalion, one soldier has been relocated. What is anyone talking of? The military is there.
At the same time, he told the NBC television program Meet the Press the deal his government struck includes one point that he says is not negotiable.
No Al-Qaeda activity, no Taliban activity. On our side or across the border. And they signed this and they agreed to this. Now what is the problem?
The Afghan government has repeatedly said the Taliban has used the Pakistani border area as a base for attacks. On Sunday, Musharraf urged Afghanistan to stop criticizing Pakistan and come up with what he called a counter-strategy to deal with the problem. President Bush hosted President Musharraf and Afghan President Hamid Karzai at the White House last week for a three-way meeting. During his time in the United States, the Pakistani leader also has been busy promoting his new book, a memoir called In the Line of Fire. One of the revelations in it is his belief that the war in Iraq has made the world a more dangerous place. He was asked if he raised these concerns with President Bush, who maintains that U.S. actions there have made the world a safer place.
Whenever we discuss, we haven't discussed it in such detail. And I look more, instead of talking of what it has become, we are talking of what is the present and what is the solution to the problem.
Although he never favored the invasion of Iraq, he glossed over this disagreement by saying, whatever has happened, has happened. The Pakistani president urged the United States not to pull out of Iraq until the country has been stabilized, and added that a precipitous withdrawal could have a chaotic effect on the region. Stephanie Ho, VOA News, Washington.